reign over us. And so it was that when he returned, having received the kingdom, by the way, Jesus is going to return one day. I hope you know that. That's the big deal in the kingdom. He then commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. Your pound has earned 10 pounds. What's the response? Wow, well done, good servant, because you were faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. Next second comes, saying, Master, your mina has earned 5 minas. Likewise, he said to him, you also be over 5 cities. So I want to get you thinking here, beyond maybe where you've gone, and say this. Did you know that you are being prepared to rule over cities? Let me say it again. Did you know that in the background, what's going on is you are being prepared to rule over cities? See, that makes sense of the testing. Because it's not just, hey, who would like to rule over a city? I would, pick me. All right, but I'm going to test you first. Because I don't want to just have people who talk the talk. I want to have people who can really, really live this stuff out. So when you talk about grace and love and forgiveness, I want to find the people that are walking in it. Or let me put it another way. We're talking about eternity now. Who do you want to be mayor of your city? Some flaky guy that never keeps his promises and never turns up on time and has always got excuses. This went wrong, that went wrong, the other went wrong. And the only reason he's in heaven is because he believed in Jesus, but that's about the only thing he did right. Would you like him to be mayor of your city? Why not? Character. Thank you. The character of Christ is not really there. So we need to almost sign on for advanced character courses and say, Lord, count me in on that. So I want to ask you, what city would you like to rule over? What city do you want?